This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Bringing in a guest here tonight. His name is Jeff Bent, and you probably don't know the name Jeff Bent, but you might recognize the name Michael Traviser. We've mentioned Michael's name a few times over the past several weeks in regards to the situation in Strong City, New Mexico. Michael Traviser was arrested recently on just some ludicrous charges in regards to touching minors or something like that. I'm sure Jeff can clarify exactly what the nonsense charges were. But Jeff, as I understand it, you are Michael's son. Is that right?
Yes, sir, I am. And his name is pronounced Traviser. That's
Traviser.
What we pronounce
it out here. I'm sorry. I've only seen it on the internet, so it was hard to figure that one out. So Michael Traviser's son, Jeff, is with us from Strong City, New Mexico. Your website, by the way, strongcity.info, which we've mentioned a few times over the past few weeks. Just to bring our listeners up to speed here, it's probably been at least a month since I first heard the news that you had three young people kidnapped, essentially, for lack of a better term, from your ranch out there in New Mexico. And it happened in the footsteps of the huge mass kidnapping of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Texas. So it's following, again, in the footsteps of that. And it's just what we're seeing here happen is this continual attack on people who have religious beliefs that might differ from the vast majority of Americans. And as a result, I'm curious, Jeff, beyond telling us about, you know, what happened from your perspective, have you had much support out there? I mean, just in general, or do you feel like you're being targeted because, you know, the federal government, or in this case, I guess it's New Mexico, the government people, they know that there's just not very many people out there that are willing to stand up for you?
Well, I think that's precisely it. This issue isn't about sex or sex with minors or sexual contact. It's all about what seems to be now a developing pattern of removing groups that are they're not part of the mainstream society, coming against people of faith who adhere to their faith above the state doctrines.
Let's talk a little bit about. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, and then I want to talk about what actually happened.
Okay. Well, it was not lost on us at all. It was more than coincidence that right after the FLDS raid, where those 400 children were kidnapped by the state of Texas, that they would also appear at our doorstep and take our children. And
they probably felt emboldened or empowered by the fact that Texas had gotten away with such a massive kidnapping. They figured they'd be unnoticed doing what they did to you.
Well, it seemed to me that Bill Richardson, our governor, did not want to be left out of the action. Both he and Texas Governor Rick Perry are part of the Bilderberg group. They seem to be reading from the same page.
What's interesting about this is that they went after teenagers in your group. I mean, with the FLDS, it was certainly a wide range of youngsters, from teens all the way down to very, very young. But in this case, everyone was older than 13, I think 13, 15, and 16, if I'm recalling correctly. And these are certainly people who can make choices for themselves. I mean, one could argue that, you know, a four-year-old was being abused and couldn't choose for himself. But, I mean, these are youngsters that clearly have a head on their shoulders. I read some of their blog posts over on your website. Have you been able to be in touch with them at all since they were stolen?
The contact has been very tightly controlled by the social services, and the parents have been able to visit one girl, and the grandmothers were allowed to visit the other two children briefly, but we were just told yesterday by CYFD that they're cutting off all contact between the grandparents and the two children.
Right, we actually reported on that here on Free Talk Live, and as you pointed out, or I believe Michael pointed out on your blog, that, you know, that's just more evidence that this has nothing to do with sex. Now, Michael was charged with some sex, you know, sex-related crimes, I think. What was it that they threw at him?
Well, the original six felony charges were dropped, but he has been indicted now by the grand jury on four counts, two counts of sexual criminal sexual contact with a minor, and two counts of contributing to the delinquency of minor.
Mm.
They're all felonies. And these are based upon the state's imagination over a practice my father's had since he began his work here. He puts his hands on people and heals them. It's a spiritual practice. It's a spiritual experience. And the state is imagining sex out of that. Somehow they're construing that to be a sexual thing, which it never was, never was intended to be. And so there's no basis at all for the charges. They're doing some mental gymnastics to try to make it into sex. But I really don't believe this has anything to do with sex. What it has to do with is eliminating people who are standing above the control of the state, who are determining their own course. And you brought up the age of these children, which is very, very correct. These are older children, and not only that, they're very, very intelligent, bright, and discerning children. They understand the issues. They understand that they are free to make their own choices. And
right, and they're free to leave,
here.
Right? I mean, they're free to leave. It's not like you've got them locked in some dungeon with guard towers around.
No. If they ever expressed a desire to go, we would have instantly facilitated that for them.
Right. And I actually saw the video that you posted of one of the young ladies being taken away by the New Mexico bureaucrats. And it was interesting that with you guys, they decided to not bring in the battering rams. It would look like it was just like one or two state police and then a couple of CYD bureaucrats that had come out there. Whereas with FLDS, they came in with a tank and, you know, a whole SWAT team. So it's clear they didn't really feel like they were in any sort of danger from you.
No, they don't believe any of that they're propagating about us in the media. We've had numerous encounters with law enforcement here over the years. We've always made it very clear we don't believe in violence. We don't have guns here. We don't believe in hurting people. We trust in God to protect us. And so they knew they could just come in here with one officer and two or three social workers and take whatever child they wanted to take, and we wouldn't physically resist them.
It's one of the things that's frustrating to us here on Free Talk Live, because we've talked about how this government, all of them, federal, state, local, they're just out of control, drunk with power, people that are looking to, use violence to threaten others, to get them to behave in the way they think is best, or to get them to stop doing things they don't think they should do. And it's frustrating because these people, they come and they use violence on us. And, you know, there's this whole Second Amendment idea of protect yourself with the guns. But who in their right mind would pull out a gun when the state's coming after them or their children? It's just going to result in them being blown away. It's just going to result in you never seeing
the largest army in the world.
Right, there's zero chance that you'll ever see your kids again. So how frustrating it must be to just have to watch as these loved ones are literally just plucked out of your life, and there's very little that you can do about it.
Well, when the state begins to play God, the Bible calls that the beast, and the Bible says that the beast is thrown into the lake of fire. And we trust in God to deal with these people in the appropriate way, and we know He's going to. We've told the state, we've made it very clear to them that we are at war with them, and that we are praying for justice, and that we are praying for them to be punished for playing God, and
did
we've given them examples in the Bible.
You wrote a letter to the New Mexico governor, and
yep.
I guess the interpretation was that you were threatening them when you suggested that. I think it was the suggestion that you guys were at war, but you also made it very clear that you're not violent and that you will not be violent. Did anything ever come of that? Have they gone after you for the letter that you wrote?
Well, they sent a state police investigator up to talk to me and asked me if I intended to hurt the governor or any state employee. And I said, no, but I gave them the example of Nazi Germany. I said there were many good people working for the Gestapo and various organs of the Nazi Party, and they were considered good people. But then there was a shift in history where that was all overthrown, and a lot of those people were hung. And I said, that's how it will come. God is going to direct affairs here where he's going to bring judgment to you, and he's going to punish you for playing God and forcing the conscience of his children.
I think what we're seeing here, Jeff, and I'd love your thoughts on this, is something very similar to what happened in Nazi Germany. And of course, I love the Pastor Martin Niemöller quote, which is hopefully somewhat famous at this point, that first they came for the communists, and then they came for the trade unionists, and then they came for me, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, and there was no one left to stand up. And first they came for FLDS, and then they came for Strong City, and maybe they're coming for you next. Jeff, hang on. Not you, Jeff, but you, the listener. We're going to bring back Jeff Bent here from strongcity.info. And if you've got a question for him, he's on the line, so dial in. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Cartabite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartabite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartabite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live.
How can you see into my eyes?
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them right from the front page of the website. Free for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. Coming back here with a special guest tonight, Jeff Bent from Strong City, strongcity.info. We've been talking about them as well as the FLDS folks over the last few weeks on this program, bringing you updates as we learn about them. And in case you don't know, in case you're just tuning in, we're talking about these various different religious groups that are certainly not mainstream religious, but one religion is as good as another religion as far as I'm concerned, that are being targeted because they're different, that are being targeted because they hold a belief system or a value set that is somewhat different from those in the halls of government so-called authority. And so these government people have gone in and literally taken children from these people, children who, at least in the case of Strong City, certainly were old enough to be consenting to doing what they were doing. We're talking about teenagers who the allegation is that your father, Michael Trevassar, was that what it was? Ben Jeff, I'm sorry if I messed it up.
That's okay.
Was it? Please correct me. How is the pronunciation?
Well, we pronounce it Trevassar.
Trevassar, okay. Well, yeah. The allegation was that he inappropriately touched these teenagers. I think there was some blog posts at strongcity.info that actually from the young ladies, and there was actually a young male that was taken, as I understand it, by the New Mexico government people. But the allegation was that he had touched them inappropriately and that they had lain naked with him in a bed, which all of them readily admit to as far as the laying naked in a bed thing, which, from what I understand, they actually approached him and requested that.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly what happened. He was just accommodating their request, and in two or three cases, these minors wanted to lay naked on his bed while he put his hand on their heart. He was not naked or exposed to them. And a lot has been construed out of that and made to be something that it was not.
Yeah, it does sound like it, because I received a massage one time at an Ayurvedic center, and it seemed odd to me, but they wanted me to be naked for this massage, and they didn't cover me with anything, but okay. I didn't get molested. Nobody stuck anything in me while I wasn't paying attention.
Well,
so
nakedness doesn't necessarily connotate anything sexual, and I don't understand
it's what
why
you
so
look
many,
like without your clothes on.
Right, I don't understand why so many people in America they have this Puritan attitude about the naked human body, and that's really all that we're talking about here. Is that, oh my goodness, someone was naked with somebody else, and that's somehow wrong or sexual? I just don't get it.
And the parents were included in that also. They were consulted with, and so it wasn't something that was done spontaneously, but it was done very carefully with thought and very, very careful attention that no contact was made with sexual parts so that it could somehow be made into a sexual thing. But
kids,
it tells you a lot about where people's minds are when they,
sure does,
when they construe something that into being something sexual, and that certainly describes where the government people are when they create charges out of something like that wasn't sexual at all.
Now, you said that these kids lived at the compound. Was that sort of a summer camp situation, or were they living there like monks? I don't know. Were they there?
Well, they've been part of our church since they were babies.
Okay.
We're just one big family here, and it's just a very normal, relaxed atmosphere. It's not what you call a very a monkish or a cloistered atmosphere, just very relaxed. And it's a spiritual community, and these children have been with us since they were babies. Some of them were born here.
Right, but now all of a sudden they need saving 16 or 13 years later.
So,
yeah,
were,
so
were the parents,
this, right.
Were the parents
I'm
not
sorry,
there?
What?
I'm sorry. Were the parents not there in the community?
Two of the children, their parents have moved away, but the children remained here by the consent of their parents because this is where they wanted to be.
Okay.
The third child, the 13-year-old, both of her parents are here. And they've been part of our family since they were born.
Are they trying to dangle the children like carrots, like we're seeing with the FLDS situation, where they're basically, they've told the mothers of the FLDS children, they've said, well, you either repudiate and reject your religion publicly, or you're not going to see your children again. Have they been trying stuff like that with you? What have they been telling you about the possibility of getting them back?
Well, the way they're moving, they're under a gag order. And I don't really know what their strategy is, but the way they're moving is that these children will never set foot here again.
Oh, jeez.
And these are like young adults, really. They haven't been oppressed here. We pretty much have given them freedom to make their own choices, and we support those choices. They choose what they want to learn. They're not oppressed here at all. But when they were taken, we instantly picked up that they were in a very oppressive atmosphere. They were being forced to go to psychologists to be deprogrammed. They were forced. The state has the desire to vaccinate them, and the state wants to put them in the public school system where they'll be indoctrinated. And
of course.
So they're under severe pressure right now, and according to at least my own analysis of it, and I'll back up a little bit or expand a little bit on this, and that is that this whole attack against our community is a witch hunt that was ordered by Governor Bill Richardson. And I learned that secondhand through CUIFD. They said the order came down from the governor's office. And
wow.
Also a local attorney told me that there is a letter that was signed by the governor and sent to social services instructing them to take this action against us. So there are political motivations. There are other motivations besides this insane sexual charge, which, you know, just has no basis. In fact, has never happened here. There's another agenda at work here that's sinister. We see it as kind of a culmination of our confrontation with the state, because for years we have wanted to leave the mainstream pattern where people just serve the state, they pay their taxes, they pay their debts, they live on a treadmill. We haven't wanted to be part of that system of slavery, and so we've educated our children and ourselves to pull back from that. But we've always seen in prophecy where it says there's this confrontation that comes when the mark of the beast is pressed against people of conscience.
Well, good for you. I can't say that, you know, I'm on the same religious mindset as you. I consider myself a pantheist, but I think that's all irrelevant at this point. What we're talking about is honoring our neighbor's choice, and I am in 100% agreement with you on pulling out from the, you know, the state system. I, as well, am not interested in being an obedient little serf anymore. I am interested in being a sovereign individual. And
not hurting anyone.
Right. And I I'm not going to hurt anybody. Leave me alone. Right. So.
Well, you brought up that saying about first they came for the whoever.
Right.
And, you know, people out there think, well, if I just mind my P's and Q's and don't become part of a cult or a weird fringe group, I'll be OK. But that's. You're next. Everybody is
sure.
next. They need
Last
to
night we read
that.
A story, Jeff, about a woman in New York City who was running an art gallery. She was arrested in front of 200 of her customers for serving alcohol. There's another woman in Utah who had her grass growing too tall or something like that, and they came and arrested her for that. So absolutely, it totally could be you next. In fact, Jeff, if you got a little more time, hang on. We're going to bring you back, okay?
Sure.
All right, Jeff Bent, more with him from Strong City in New Mexico. Being persecuted by the government, people, and we want to hear from you. If you've got a question for him, Dave's on the line. We'll talk to him and take your calls as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list a possible side effect. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
What mischief is the Iron Fist of the State up to lately? Who is Poopin von Schnurrenberger, and why does he call himself an anarcho-poopalist?
I thought it was Schnurrenberger.
Oh, yeah, there's a G in there.
Okay.
Anarchyinyourhead.com is a webcomic about the philosophy of freedom in its purest form. Check it out every Friday for a new strip and find bonus materials throughout the week. All at anarchyinyourhead.com. That's anarchyinyourhead.com.
First they came for the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, then they came for Strong City. Maybe you and your belief system, or you and your habits, you and your consumption, the things you consume, the things you enjoy, maybe all of that is next. Maybe you're next on this government crusade to make everybody the same, on government's crusade to take money as much as possible from every single person in this country. Jeff Bent is with us from Strong City. In New Mexico, they have had some young people stolen from them by the Department of Children and Families for the state of New Mexico. And it's been several weeks at this point since it occurred, and we've been following the case. And I emailed Jeff a few weeks ago and offering the opportunity to have him on the program. How much media have you been getting, Jeff, and has any of it been positive?
Well, I don't know of any media that's been positive. I think Larry King Live dedicated a section that I think was sensationalized, but he did give us a chance to talk, and I think he was more or less fair with us. But everything else has been either deliberately or unintentionally spun in a way that is just according to the way most people construe things. When they hear about things, they don't understand.
Sure, and of course they're getting, like you say, they're getting a spun version of the story. They're not hearing directly from you, so the media people can say whatever they want, you know, drop in words like compound and sect and cult and things like that. And you know, the fact is you guys didn't initiate violence on anybody. It was the state government people that did. They're the ones that stole children here. They're the ones that are guilty. They're the ones that are criminal.
Well, if you talk to the people, our neighbors here in Union County, none of them will tell you that we've hurt them or stolen anything from them. In fact, they would probably tell you the opposite, how much they appreciated some of the work we've done for them. So we were here practicing our faith and doing the things God has asked us to do, and then the state comes in and on false pretenses and makes kidnaps the children, and then creates false charges against my dad to kind of justify the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't intend to give them back, and so this is a very critical thing for us. We take it very seriously.
What do you, there are a lot of people listening to this program all across the country and around the world at this point. And I mentioned, of course, we talked about the Pastor Martin Niemöller quote, that first they came for fill in the blank, then they came for me, and there was no one left to stand up for me. How is it that people who aren't there in Union County could somehow help with this situation, Jeff? Is there any way that one could possibly stand up or send some support? Or what would you suggest that someone listening to this could possibly do if they were interested?
Well, I would say pray, because we're depending on God to deliver us from the beast power and to bring our children back. And I know that God is going to answer our prayers, and that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Also, people could spread the word about what's happening, because like you pointed out, these children have grown up here. They're teenagers now. They're pushing adulthood, and this is when the state decides finally to move in, and you know that they're in danger or something like that.
Yeah, it's ludicrous.
This marks a very ominous turning point, because this isn't just coincidence that FLDS had their kids stolen, and then us, and then there's another group in Texas.
Well, there's certainly been more than this. I mean, the kidnapping of youngsters is awful, as it is certainly awful enough, but on top of that, we see all kinds of different police state things going on, and these are some of the things we talk about on this program, is this rise of this weird socialist fascism that we're seeing here in this country today. And I have to say that we have a pretty positive lookout on things up here. We do the show from New Hampshire, and I don't know if you've come across this idea before, and it's probably, I don't know what your interest level would be in it, but people that actually believe in freedom and liberty, as we do, we're moving together to New Hampshire, not to all live on the same piece of property, but all across the state. It's called the Free State Project. Have you ever heard of it?
Well, I think I have heard a little bit about it, but let me explain to you where we're coming from on this, because in our faith, we see this as all part of a prophetic timeline, and the prophecies predict and say that the world is going to end. It's going to be destroyed. And God's people are going to be removed from the earth. And that is what we are pressing towards now, is the actual departure from this earth. And
I hope you're wrong about that one. And in the meantime, we up here will continue to make a stand against the state. And what I wanted to share with you is that we have had some interesting successes here, where we've seen just a handful of activists who are nonviolent, non-cooperatives, people who would go into a courtroom and not stand up for the judge. Really, it's really seemed to have sent a message to the government people up here. And things are getting very interesting very quickly. You know what I want to do, Jeff? I want to go to some phone calls here, if you don't mind. A couple people have dialed in to talk to you. Is that all right?
Sure.
Let's talk first to Dave in Athens, Ohio, listening on WAIS. Dave, you're on with Jeff Bent from Strong City.
Hi, guys. I wanted to say my thoughts and prayers are with Jeff.
Thank you.
I have a question. If I remember correctly, you had your own farm and were growing stuff?
We have had raised bed gardening and greenhouse here, and orchard, but these aren't our focus right now, because of this confrontation we're in and this time we're in. We see our work here as ending, as you know, our work here is finishing up, so we haven't focused on making preparations to remain on this earth. We view ourselves as leaving here shortly as soon as our work is done.
Do you have a timeline for that?
Well, no, I don't. I don't know the future, and we've been asked that question many times. But let me just interject something here, Ian, and that is that everybody has a role to play in the things that are happening. I don't expect that everyone will be doing what I'll be doing. People that are doing what you're doing have their place. And the way I see that is there's a retribution coming on those who have played God with the lives of other people. Somebody has to play that part in delivering that. That's not what I feel called to do. But I believe that all of these things are going to coalesce and come together, and that the beast power, which is the government playing God, is going to be judged and thrown into the lake of fire, and somebody has to do that. It
Dave,
might
do
be you.
Dave, do you have a follow-up question?
Oh, yeah, I got a comment. It pertains to something the government wanted to take this kid away 30 years ago just because he had a disability and his mother had a disability, and his mother stood up and said no.
Well, what are you getting at there, Dave?
What I'm getting at, the kid grew up and became a leader. And
yeah,
the
but they
kid...
don't let you say no today. It doesn't matter if you say no. They come in anyway, and
well,
they steal your
kids. Well, it might be a good
kids.
Story. Let Dave finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and you're talking to the kid that the government wanted to take away.
Hmm.
Dave, yeah. Dave, you were the... Oh, they wanted
yep.
to take you away.
Yep.
And your mom stood up to him.
When I was about 11, yeah.
Well, that was, you know, 30 years ago, the government people weren't as brash and as brazen as they are today, and I think that's probably the major factor we're dealing with here. Dave, thank you
for your
call. Jeff, any comments on that? The difference between now and 30 years ago as far as these government people?
Well, I used to be a deputy sheriff in the 1980s in Southern California, and I don't remember ever going or participating in any type of attack on a group that was faith-based or different. I just don't remember. To me, it's like there was a shift, and I began noticing it when the Branch Davidians were murdered in Waco, Texas.
That one was hard to miss, no doubt about that. Jeff, hang on. More calls here for you. We're going to take them and hang on with Jeff Bent from Strong City. They are under attack by the New Mexico government people because their belief system's a little bit different. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.heritonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at the store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com. We've got T-shirts, we've got hats, hoodies, and more, all branded with a snazzy Free Talk Live logo at store.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. IncorporateAtLegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. If you haven't done your will, do your family a favor and do your will starting tonight at LegalZoom.com.
Jeff Bent is with us from Strong City. We've been talking about their situation as well as the FLDS situation over the past several weeks. StrongCity.info is your blog site. You should be congratulated, Jeff, on having such an attractive-looking site. I can't say I expected to see much when I went there, but I was pretty surprised, and you update it quite often, which I think is really great because it really allows people who may not be close by to be aware of what's going on from your perspective. And, of course, we're talking about how the New Mexico government people have come in and stolen three teenagers from your ranch out there in New Mexico. It's just an awful, yet another example of this totally unnecessary tragedy that is being inflicted upon various different families around the country, some for, you know, religious persecution reasons, some just because, you know, someone politically connected doesn't like a certain family. I mean, families have been targeted just as your group has been targeted. And
random stings,
yeah,
too.
And it's just so sad to see all this happen, and I just wanted to have you on the show to hear things from your perspective and to, you know, to give you that opportunity to really get the word out, probably in a way that most other media outlets would never even consider.
Well, thank you for the compliment on the website, and that is how we tell the story, and everything that's happened with us over the past 7 years is there, including a movie that we made giving the whole story and the reasons for different things that have happened here.
I'd like
and
to continue also, here. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Sure. Oh. We're also just keeping the public updated on our situation with the kids and also the criminal charges against my father because it's an ongoing thing right now.
Very good. Let's continue with some phone calls here. This is our final segment for the interview, so let's make sure we get in John in Prairie County, Ohio, listening on WAIS. John, you're on with Jeff Benn.
Yes, sir. I've got a little problem with your timeline. You know, first they came for FLDS. Now, first they came for Ruby Ridge. Then they came for Waco. Then they came for FLDS, and then this latest one.
Well, sure,
and
you can slip in all kinds of things in there. I mean,
these are thought police, thought Gestapo.
It's true.
And I am not a member of any fringe element. I am a fanatical, middle-of-the-road moderate. I believe in the rule of law and the same book of laws that they use against you, that the thought police use against American people, can be used against them, not only to stop them, but to punish them, bring retribution to them. But you must know these books, know these laws, and have the temerity to stand in their face, take them to court, and rub their nose in it.
But it's easy to say that, John. Jeff, I mean, what he's suggesting is that, you know, the system, you can use their courts to win against them, and it just doesn't seem like the odds are really in your favor if it's their courts, does it?
Well, oh, it certainly is. You don't have to have high-priced lawyers.
I understand that, but the judge is on the side of the government, and so is the prosecutor as well. I'd like you to give Jeff a chance to respond, if you would, John, so hang on for a moment. Jeff, go ahead.
I don't share John's faith in the law being a way to be free, because the laws are interpreted by judges. They're interpreted by juries who are taking instruction from judges, and the legal system is just going to do what it's instructed to do by the powers that be. And so laws, you know, are basically words on paper, but it depends on how people apply them and interpret them, and we don't have control over that.
John, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
So we're just trusting in God. We're doing what John is saying, and that is that we are in the face of the beast right now. We're not going away. We're not backing down. We're not surrendering. But at the same time, our trust is in God to bring about judgment against the powers that are usurping the prerogatives of God.
Let's continue with Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the line with Jeff Bent from StrongCity.info.
Hey, guys. Hello?
Hello, Mike. You're on with Jeff.
Hi.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
Real good. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I feel for your situation. I might not agree with your religious beliefs, but, hey, this is America, right?
Thank you.
Main thing, yeah, I don't agree with that last caller. There's no way. The system is gamed. It's rigged.
Yeah.
For the powers that be, and, you know, they're going to use the laws and interpret them one way in one case, and that those same laws they'll interpret another way in another case. It just,
sure,
however it works in their favor.
Yeah, and if you don't like their interpretation, then you can appeal it to their appeal court.
Right, and it's the same guys that are in the first court you went to, basically, so, you know, appeal all you want. It's,
Mike, do you have a question for Jeff?
Yeah, my question is, okay, when you say you believe the end of the world is coming?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, it just seems to me, because I'm not a religious person at all, I mean, it seems that when you say things like that, or you believe something like that the world is going to end, you're almost setting yourself up. It's like when somebody in their own life, in their personal life, says, well, I can't get a good job, or I can't make a lot of money. They almost set themselves up for failure.
A self-fulfilling prophecy?
Exactly. So it seems to me that when you get your psyche in that mode to say, well, the world's going to end, so there's nothing we can do, like all these things that are happening now are happening because it's just part of some big plan of ending the world, it kind of...
Well, there are multitudes in the Valley of Decision right now, and we're definitely not defeated or in a defeated mentality. We're pressing forward with all our might. And this isn't... When I say end of the world, I don't mean it's the end of all life. It's like life continues. God continues, and the things that you talk about on this program, the injustices, the sin, the wrongs that are committed against people, those are going to be punished and ended. They won't be practiced anymore.
And what if they're not?
Well,
I mean, what if you're wrong? I mean, I'm not saying I know for sure. I'm not an atheist. I just don't know. I'm more what they call agnostic. It's not that I don't believe in a higher power. I just don't know what that higher power is.
Well,
I have no clue, and I don't really care to know. But it's like, what if you're wrong?
Mike, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, Mike. Go ahead, Jeff.
He reveals himself to all who want to know him. And I don't give a lot of thought to the future or worry about it in terms of what if I'm wrong or what if I'm right. I don't really care because I see everything presently happening today. I'm just describing. I mean, you don't even have to be religious to understand that the world is in a terrible crisis right now.
Certainly.
And so these prophetic developments that we are watching happening are just all dovetailing with what most people already see happening and admit to.
Jeff, I want to give you a chance here to make any comments that you might have we might have glossed over, or perhaps we didn't ask the right questions. If there's something else you wanted to get out, go right ahead.
Well, I'd like to address the state of New Mexico. You're playing God, and these children you've kidnapped from us did not want to go with you. They did not need your help, and now they are being abused. We sought to keep them from the abuse that you're putting them through. And so we appeal to God to bring judgment to you and to punish you so that you can see that you are not God, but there's a God in heaven that's higher than you. And we want you to bring those children back. We demand it, we pray for it, and we are here waiting for you to do that. And that's all I have to say.
Very good, Jeff. I would have to say that whether there is a singular God entity or whether if it's just, you know, the forces of the universe in the form of karma.
Or just justice.
Yeah, I think those people will eventually, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next week, but eventually they'll get theirs.
And, they will.
I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. I encourage our listeners, if they want to stay the most on top of the Strong City situation, to visit your website at strongcity.info. Jeff, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Have a good night.
I guess he's gone.
I guess he is gone. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up anything. Several postmortems to choose from on the death of the Libertarian Party. We can cover that. Plus, caffeinated energy drinks are now under fire. Those teenagers, they just can't do anything, right? They can't even pick the right drinks, according to the government people. We'll look into that and talk to you about whatever you want. If you make the call, bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is